Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome to another episode of the Rise Together podcast. This is Dave, without Rachel, doing a little something different for an episode this week. We've talked a little bit over time about how we like to be intentional with our kids, intentional in our marriage, intentional with our teams. And as a request that came from you, the audience, we were asked specifically about setting intentions with kids. And with school coming back into session in real time, I thought I would do something that in some ways was awesome, and in other ways, see the Noah interview, was a total disaster. I interviewed my kids. I interviewed my kids about their approaching a new season of school, how they were being intentional about setting the kind of person they were hoping to walk into the school year as. And I'm hopeful that if you are thinking about or wondering, how do I try and have a conversation with a small human, or even if you don't have kids, how do I think about setting an intention as a person wanting to have a more exceptional relationship with my partner? Maybe there's some tips in this interview, this conversation. There's a little bit of interplay between all of the kids, even the one who declined to be interviewed for the podcast, that I hope you will have some fun with. So you're going to hear from Noah, you're going to hear from Ford, you're going to hear from Sawyer, and you're going to hear Jackson, the middle schooler, declining to be interviewed on topics like controlling emotions, being a good ally, doing front flips on a trampoline, finding new friends, the whole thing. So buckle on up. Here we go.
I'm Rachel Hollis.
And I'm Dave Hollis.
And we're married.
For like 15 years.
And we have 4 kids.
That's like 1,000 kids.
We've been foster parents to 4 kids as well.
And we're running a business together.
That's a lot of things.
It is a lot of things.
But we know that it's possible to have an exceptional relationship regardless of the stresses you have in your life.
So if you want some tips and tricks on how we get through all the things,
this is Rise Together.
All right, we're recording on the floor of the closet in my bedroom, and I have a special guest. What's your name?
Noah.
You have to talk into the microphone. What's your name? All right, Noah has gotten too shy for the interview. So what's your name? And this is the worst interview in the history of podcasts. Can you sing Old Town Road? Can you sing Baby Shark? Okay. I've had some good ideas in my life. All right. And that concludes the Noah portion of our interview. Thank you, Noah, for being here. Appreciate it. You're welcome. Have a good day. All right. So we've heard briefly from Noah. I mean, she does love her gym. Here's the bottom line. Look, life is going at a pace that maybe doesn't have us as parents thinking about what it might mean to take a dinner and set it aside to be intentional for really getting at what we hope our kids might get out of the upcoming school year. Life is moving so fast that sometimes we discount what an opportunity like going to camp might mean for changing the way that your kids experience the possibility for responsibility, the chance to take these responsible risks and grow a little bit in leadership and grow a little bit in confidence and being able to sit with them coming out of their summer experiences that have helped them become a little bit better in a variety of areas is part of how we prime them, front load them, get them excited for and set the intention for the school year as it is about to start up. This, you know, is not an exclusive thing to starting school. This could be starting any new chapter of life, and frankly, doesn't even need to be exclusive to the things you do with kids. You know, as we're sitting down, Rachel and I, having a conversation about a new season in life, a new goal that we are chasing, the way that we're trying to grow the business or how we're individually trying to grow as people, we sit down and have these kind of conversations about what our intention is and how we are planning to show up for ourselves or for others in a way that creates a little bit of accountability, in a way that creates a goal that we actually are reaching for, and forces a little bit of an exercise on how we can, you know, how to get there, how, what kind of work we have to put in to actually like get to the first step, the second step, the third step as we're trying to achieve that goal. Our kids are exceptional human beings in part because of the way that we're trying to instill in them the discipline in how they set goals for themselves and the work that they'll have to do to achieve those goals. I put up a Zig Ziglar post not very long ago. If you aim at nothing, you'll hit it every time. If you don't encourage your children with intentional goal setting for what they hope to get out of their year, if you don't encourage your partner to, with intentional goal setting, have a vision of their future and force a little bit of work around the steps it's going to take to get from where they are to where they want to go, and if you don't for yourself set the intention for this coming season that you are walking into with the specifics around where it is that you're trying to head and what it will take tactically to get from where you are to where you want to go, you will not get there. You will not have a partner who has the kind of accountability that they deserve. You will not have kids who march into a school year with the intention of having an exceptional year in the way that they could if you were to set aside a very small amount of time. So I'm going to encourage you right now, no matter if your kids have started school or not, no matter if your kids are in school or not, to sit down with the people that you love and have a conversation about what it is that they are walking into in this season and what they hope to get from it. The idea of this dinner that we did prior to our school year starting was set up in part by the promise of us returning to that dinner after the school year was done, and we asked the question, what do you hope to be sitting at this dinner in 7.5 months proud of for having achieved because of the focus you put into the year that you're walking into? By framing the question in that way, this wasn't me or Rachel telling our children how to walk into the school year. This was us asking them in a way that they could themselves conjure something to focus on and conjure something to be proud of, that in their having created it didn't feel like a put, didn't feel like us putting this on them. It felt like them choosing to identify the areas where they could work a little bit more, where they could become a little bit better, where they could, with focus, be proud on the other side for having worked on that thing. And by doing that, they walk into school for the first day tomorrow with a vision of who they want to be, with a hope for how they need to show up in order to, on the other end of a school year, come out the other side proud of the work that they put in to become that thing, that person that they had envisioned prior to the school year. All right. Joining us in the studio, aka the closet floor, is
Ford.
Oh, Ford who?
Ford Hollis.
Oh, welcome, Ford Hollis. Ford, how old are you?
7.
You're 7 years old. You're going into what grade?
Second.
Second grade. So you start this year as your second year going to school in Texas. Last year, you were coming into a school where you did not know a single person.
Sure did.
And I'm curious, how does this year feel different from a year ago?
I didn't know anybody at my school.
You didn't know anyone at your school? Well, so does it feel, that do you feel more confident walking in knowing people? They can't see you nodding at all. You have to speak.
Yes.
Yes. Would you like to elaborate on that?
Yes.
Yes, you would. Elaborate means use more words.
I have no idea what that means.
Oh, okay.
I mean, elaborate, not that.
Oh, I understand. What kind of feelings do you have about school starting tomorrow? Are you excited? You nervous? What's in your head right now?
I only have one person from my class last year.
So how does that make you feel, only knowing a single person from last year in your class?
Yeah. But I know a lot of first graders. So.
You do know a lot of first graders that are going to be in second grade now, so yeah. You can see them at snack time.
I don't think that we do snack time.
What?
I don't know.
You've never been in second grade. You just don't know.
Yeah.
We did get to meet your teacher. She seemed nice.
Yeah, she seemed nice.
You have such a cool school, so I'm not that worried about it. So I asked Sawyer the same question when we had our intention setting dinner. Remember when we went and had our fancy dinner?
Yeah.
With our button up shirts, and you looked so handsome with your leather jacket on in a 100-degree day. I loved that. We were talking about what we wanted to intentionally focus on for the upcoming school year. What was the thing that you said you wanted to intentionally focus on? Do you remember?
Not crying at all in class.
Not crying at all in class. Just controlling emotions, being someone who's a little more in control. I think that's going to be a thing that you're going to be great at this year. I mean, in part, you can be great at the things that you focus on. And if it's a thing that you're focusing on, I bet you'll be great at it. What else should we say? Oh, I have one. What does integrity mean?
Integrity means persevere?
No, persevere is not, but I like that word too. So integrity, if you remember, is doing what's right, even when people
are not looking.
Are not looking. That's right. You know this one. So my number one hope for you this year is that you walk into every single day and you choose to do what's right, even on the times when nobody is looking.
I do that.
I know that you do that because you're a good human being, and I dig that about you. The other thing that's important is the idea of character. Do you know what character is?
Characteristic?
It is a characteristic. It's the idea of like who you are, who you really are at your core. And the thing that matters the most to me is that if you act with integrity, it's going to build a character that you can be proud of. And so I want you to worry about your character and not so much about what other people think about you. Don't worry about what other people think.
Okay.
That is one of the most important things for you at 7 as you head into second grade. The thing you need to worry about is that you've done as best you possibly can, that you are focused on doing what's right when other people aren't even watching, that you have a character that you can be proud of, because if you have those things, it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. So act with integrity. Check.
Yep.
Stay focused on your character, you doing what you know is right and best, you putting out maximum effort, you trying to do things and doing them even though you might fail, that's going to build something in your character that you can be really proud of. And don't worry about what other people think. As long as you have acted with integrity and have built a strong foundation with your character, it does not matter what other people think.
You said that like 4-5 times.
I'm going to say it every day until you can say it back to me. I'm proud of you. You're a good kid. You're going to have a fantastic year. You got to choose every single day to have a fantastic day and make it a fantastic year. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Because that wasn't a very convincing yeah.
Yes!
Oh, okay. Now you've angered the ears of anyone who's listening at home.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
If you aim at nothing, you'll hit it every time. So make sure that you're setting your intentions for the season that you are walking into. Make sure if you have young humans, small humans, mini humans, that you are sitting with them and helping them envision the future that you'd hope for them. They can do it. You don't have to do all the work. I really would encourage you to frankly do less of the work other than setting up the framework for them to think about how to walk into the upcoming season of their life. And then you have something when a week of school goes by, a month of school goes by, the first quarter goes by, that you can have a conversation about. Hey, how's it been going in that like pursuit of controlling your emotions? Or when inevitably Ford gets upset, and he's going to because he's got so much stinking heart, to be able to come back to his suggestion that he would like to be the kid who doesn't cry in class, be the kid who can control his emotions a little bit more, use words instead of tears to express himself, that anchor that allows me to come back to that place and say, hey, you know, this was that thing that you wanted to work on. Let's talk about it. What is it about what you're going through that's tough? For my son Sawyer, who's like represented this interest in not being so me focused, but more, hey, I want to come alongside and be supportive of others who maybe don't get as much an opportunity on a stage or aren't able to sometimes advocate as much for themselves. Man, I love that. Again, the kid's got a ton of heart when it looks like he's getting in his own way and tripping over his own feet a little bit by, you know, maybe not being a person who is allowing other people to have an opportunity to speak when he knows the answer. Or frankly, in a world where there are four kids here, which is like 1,000, and they are competing at all times for attention, competing at all times for who is going to get the kind of time with us, one-on-one or otherwise, the response and reaction of like whatever is it they're doing, when he starts to, or when any of them start to, clamor for attention at the expense of someone else getting a chance at their time on stage, their time to connect, their time for one-on-one, I'll be able to come back to that conversation and remind him, hey, the intention that you set for this season that we're in was one that would afford other people, including your siblings, an opportunity to also shine on these stages. Let's be supportive as much of the people who live in this house as the people that you're going to school with that you want to become an ally for as well. All right.
Hello, everybody.
In the studio, who are you?
Sawyer.
Sawyer who?
Sawyer Hollis.
Sawyer Hollis. Sawyer Hollis, how old are you?
10, turning 11 in a couple weeks.
Sawyer, you need to hold the microphone to your mouth.
Okay.
Or else people cannot hear you at home. What grade are you going into?
I'm going into fifth.
Fifth grade. How are you feeling about going into fifth grade?
I'm excited because I think fifth's going to be the best year.
Fifth is going to be the best year. I agree with that. Every year, as far as I'm concerned, is going to be the best year. Last year, a year ago, you were going into fourth grade in a school where you knew no one.
Nobody.
Now you're going into a school where you know
everyone.
What's the difference in the year? How do you feel this year versus last year?
Like, this year, I'm happy because I know all my friends. I was excited that my best friend was in my class, and all my other friends, like, were still very close to each other, and so I'm just excited to know people instead of just, like, going in there, like, blind, basically.
Love that. Good work. So, 2 weeks ago, a week ago, 10 days ago, we had our It's Almost Back to School fancy dinner, where a new tradition for us, we are going to put on a button-up shirt and we're going to go to a restaurant and we're going to sit like grown-up humans with napkins on our laps and state the intention for the year. What was your intention for this year?
Intention.
I mean, it was only 10 days ago. I think your intention was working on helping other people shine as opposed to...
Oh, yes. Helping other people shine opposed to me being, like, the bright star. Like, helping other people, like, feel also happy if they're being let down, or like if they're sad, they can also feel happy.
I love that. I have this tattoo on my arm that says ally, and the idea of like coming alongside someone and helping support them is something that's so important to me as a value of mine. I love that that is a value of yours. All right, I like that intention. So school starts tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Excellent. You're going to go in today and do a little prep work, but then when you go in tomorrow, what's your feeling? Are you feeling excited? Are you feeling, do you have any nervousness?
No, I'm just excited. I'm just excited to be there, excited to learn.
You're excited to learn.
I'm excited to learn.
You are 10 years old and you're excited to learn. Uh-huh. I dig that about you. Your hair is looking super fly right now.
Yeah.
Who's your barber?
Not you, no, I'm kidding. Dave Hollis, my yes. wonderful dad.
I am taking reservations on the quarter hour. That's how my hairstyling is working. Good work. You got a mohawk going for the, what, like fourth year in a row to start a school year?
No, seventh year. I had it, sixth year.
Sixth year in
I've
a row.
I've had it since I was four.
You've had it since you were four. We've talked about this many times, but the idea of integrity. Do you remember what integrity is?
Doing the right thing when nobody's looking.
You got to say it into the microphone, though.
Because doing it's the such right a, thing when nobody's looking.
That's right. Doing the right thing when nobody's looking. So my hope for you for this year is that you would absolutely every single day stay grounded in integrity, doing the right thing when nobody's looking. I know that you will because you have such a good heart. And the other thing that I really want to like land on you and for you is this idea of character. Character and reputation are two different things. Character is who you know you are. Reputation is
who other people know who you are.
Is the way other people think about you. And the only thing that matters is your character, right? So you act with integrity. It'll inform your character, and frankly, likely your reputation. But if somebody decides that they don't like something about you and you've been true to who you are,
just be okay with it.
Be just fine with it, because they're having a problem with you being awesome is not about you, it's about them.
Yeah.
Right? So let's go into this school year and have a good one. Show up well for other people. Show up well for yourself.
Yeah.
I am proud of you. I am looking forward to what fifth grade is going to mean for you, my dude. I love you, man.
Love you, too.
You got to say that into the microphone.
Love
These
you,
too. People didn't hear that word, man. I love you, brother.
Love you.
All right.
Oh, wait. At Sawyer Hollis on TikTok. You can edit.
All right, I'm here with Jackson Hollis. Jackson, would you like to be interviewed for this podcast? Yes or no?
No, thank you.
And that was Jackson Hollis. Set your intentions, have a goal, dream up what that future vision version of yourself or your kids, help them get their head around the idea of setting intentions and having a vision, and then put together the plan that's going to help you get from where you are to where you want to go. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this, a little bit of fun with our kids. Hopefully, more than anything, it inspires you to take some action and implement something that you heard here in your life. And if it didn't, I hope at the very least with your partner, it prompts a conversation about how you might approach something that forces a little more intentionality, a little more focus, and a little more vision in where you'd like your relationship and that with your family to go. If you like this podcast, do me a favor. Would you take a screenshot and put it up on your social? Tag myself, Mr. Dave Hollis. Tag Rachel, Ms. Rachel Hollis. And use the hashtag RiseTogetherPodcast. If you really liked it, I would encourage you to subscribe to the podcast. We put out a podcast every week. You'll get a notification as soon as a new podcast comes out each Thursday. And if you really, really liked it, man, it means a ton to us to have you review the podcast on iTunes. The more that the podcast gets reviewed, the more people find it and are able to hear content like this. We did this in part because it was a request from you, the audience, the listeners. If you have a topic that you hope that we would talk about, when you post the picture, also let us know the kind of content that you'd like to hear. We're trying to make stuff. We're trying to make good content that basically comes from the requests of you, the listeners. So let us know what you want to hear. We will see y'all for a new episode of Rise Together next week. All right. It's 2 days later. We are back on the floor of the closet, and the first day of school is in the books.
It was incredible.
It was incredible.
It was the best day of school.
Ever?
Probably.
Why? What made it so good?
It was just that I met a lot of new friends and...
Wait, so you were worried about not knowing people in your class, and part of why your day was the best day was because you made a lot of new friends?
Yep.
Wow, that's good. And your teacher was cool?
Yeah, I really liked her.
That's good.
I was one of the best kids in my class.
Well, that's a given. Of course you're one of the best kids in your class. You're Fort Hollis.
Yeah.
Good work, buddy. I love you. I'm proud of you.
I love you too.
All right, now on the floor of the closet, Sawyer Hollis, having completed day one of fifth grade, was it Fortnite dance worthy?
No.
What do you speak of?
Like, it wasn't, like, exciting. It was exciting, but it was like, we're all mature now.
Oh, you're mature now.
Like, it was like, oh, we have to, like, be representatives for the younger kids.
Oh, no, you have to be role models?
And we had to, we had to make a chant, which was, like... Because we had to sit for like an hour. And our lunch schedules moved back 10 minutes.
You didn't have to wait 10 extra minutes for lunch.
I had to.
No! So, was it a good day?
Yes, it was a good day.
Did you enjoy your teacher?
Yup.
Are you excited about your school year in the same way that you were excited about your school year when we talked 2 days ago?
Yes, I'm very excited.
Are you tired for having to actually focus on something for 7 consecutive hours?
Yes, I'm very tired.
Let's go, fifth grade. Let's go. What is that cough?
I don't know.
Here we go. Can you say subscribe?
Subscribe.
Say leave a review.
Leave a review.
Say, use the hashtag Rise Together Podcast.
Rise Together Podcast.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
We'll see you next week.
Thank you next week.
On the Rise Together Podcast.
Rise Together Podcast.